I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It was another day of multiple developments for Libya. U.S. military leaders announced that American planes will stop flying missions over Libya this weekend. Planes from other NATO countries are expected to pick up the slack. Meanwhile, on the ground, troops loyal to Muammar Gaddafi continue to pound rebel-held positions in both western and eastern Libya, and rebel leaders say they are open to a ceasefire. Gaddafi has blamed the rebellion on al-Qaeda and Islamist militants, and some in Washington worry that there may indeed be a connection there. The World's Ben Gilbert reports from one Libyan town known in the past for sending fighters to Iraq to battle U.S. troops.
The town of Derna is nestled on the Mediterranean Sea at the foot of Libya's Green Mountains. Residents gladly joined in the February uprising that chased Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's troops and police from the city. Its 50,000 residents have a long history of fierce resistance to outsiders. Derna was a hotbed of opposition to Italian colonialism in the early and mid-1900s. The city put up stiff resistance to American troops during the First Barbary War. And more recently, the city sent 52 of the 112 Libyans who joined the fight against U.S. troops in Iraq between 2006 and 2007. Near the Sahaba Mosque in downtown Derna, two of the town's latest martyrs are buried. Locals say they died fighting on the front line against Muammar Gaddafi's troops.
They brought three from the fights in Ajdabiya. Two are buried here, and one is buried on top of the mountain.
These are just the latest. No one knows how many people have died here since the uprising began. Derna has long been a thorn in Gaddafi's iron-fisted rule. In 1970, the town's residents rebelled against Gaddafi's troops stationed here. Residents point with pride to the brand-new four-star hotel that now occupies the army barracks' former location. At that hotel, Karim Bin Daher, an English teacher and spokesperson for the rebels' council here, sits in the lobby and says his brother was paralyzed by a bullet shot by Gaddafi's troops during the 1970 rebellion. Another brother fled to England, where he remained until early this year. Bin Daher says another rebellion in 1996, led in part by the Libyan Islamic Fighting Group, again brought Gaddafi's wrath.
He brought most of his army to this area. He searched every house in Derna, what he said last in one of his speeches, that I will search every house, every room, every alleyway. And in fact, he did it in Derna. My house was searched room by room in order to find anything.
The rebellion seemed to stem in part from the city's mosques. Many Derna residents were killed and scores arrested. Others fled, like the current security officer of Derna and a rebel commander, Abdul Hakim al-Hasidi. Hasidi escaped from the town in 1996 because he says he was a devout Muslim. He says, at that time, Gaddafi was fighting Muslims, so anyone who was praying in mosques or tried to keep his faith or religion was captured and disappeared without a trace. Hasidi eventually made it to Afghanistan, where he lived for 5 years and now counts an Afghan among his three wives. Dressed in green combat fatigues, he says he would have fought against the Americans during their invasion of Afghanistan in 2002, but there were no troops on the ground. He says, in 2002, when I was there were no troops there, just airstrikes, so I did not see any Americans in Afghanistan. Hasidi fled the war to Islamabad, where he was arrested and handed over to the Americans in 2002. He spent 2 months in American detention. After his release, he returned to Libya. Now, Hasidi has fought on the front lines under American air cover. He says he's happy to do so. He says the Americans are helping the Libyan people, and the position of the USA and France will help change the point of view of the Arabs and the way they look to the USA and European countries. Maybe now we can look at them in a positive way, like our friends in the future. Hasidi says he would like to see a democratic constitutional state develop in Libya, but one that doesn't violate Islamic Sharia law. He doesn't want a Taliban theocracy. He wants his daughters to go to school and work. Bin Daher, the spokesperson for the rebel council, says the characterization of the rebels like Hasidi as al-Qaeda agents has been used by Gaddafi to try to scare the West.
This is the bogeyman. He knows that the West are afraid of al-Qaeda and from Taliban, and he is using this card, this bogeyman, to scare the Europeans and the Americans not to support the Libyan people.
Another resident, Fuad Saleh, says the high number of Derna residents fighting in Iraq were due to Gaddafi. He says neglect and high unemployment bred extremism.
If the people have their right, their freedom, have jobs and future, they will not, shift it to other Muslim or something like this.
The tree-lined square in front of Derna's Sahaba Mosque doesn't look like the hotbed of extremism that some of the WikiLeaks documents from the U.S. Embassy or Gaddafi statements would lead one to believe. Children carrying the Libyan rebels' flag chanted on the mosque's steps in a tribute to the city's martyrs in the fight against Gaddafi, and where Abdelhak Bashami, a computer engineer, organized the festive demonstration. She wore a hijab but shook a male reporter's hand when introduced.
And
The name of this demonstration is Odyssey Dawn, she said, after the name of the American operation to secure a no-fly zone and protect civilians in Libya. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Benghazi, Libya.